Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is your Easter gift. As the sun is coming up, Mr. Oster is going to answer nothing but all of your gardening questions. If you need advice as you're getting ready to plant in the next few weeks, this is the guy. So get on the phones. All of your gardening questions up until 8 o'clock today. Everything in your Easter basket. It is 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. And if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, as always, we give you the opportunity to take home a $25 gift certificate to Sorgel. So here he is, Doug Oster, DougOster.com, and another edition, an Easter Sunday edition of The Organic Gardener. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. And if you do not call in, this is a warning right now, you're going to have to listen to Rob and I talk about the history of food. And nobody wants to hear that.
Oh, come on now.
And that's what we were talking about before we came on. He started telling me the history of Duncan and Hines and Betty Crocker. And I said, well, that'd be a great story. I've got a great story about Duke's mayonnaise.
Listen, Frank.
So that's a warning to all you gardeners. You better call in 866-391-1020 and talk gardening.
Duke's mayonnaise. Frank Dentici and I were talking about that. Pretty cool stuff. But I'm just going to leave you with this. Why radio is such a great medium. Food to Build America. How the whole Betty Crocker character came to life. It was radio that ignited her, or the woman representing Betty Crocker, helping people with recipes. That's what is so great about what we do here on the weekends, and especially what Doug does, gets you all the advice you need so you get out to one of our great sponsors and you get digging in the dirt and you have the expert advice from Doug, and all you need to do is to call in right now with your gardening thoughts, questions, information, whatever we can do to help. 866-391-1020. So now is the time to start planting, is it not?
Yes, it is. And before we get started about all the planting I want to talk about, stick your head out the door and listen to those birds this morning. This is the real start of spring. You know, they are all singing to each other in the morning. It's one of the most beautiful things. Yesterday I was floating down a creek in the middle of nowhere and listening to the first calls of the red-bellied woodpecker, which, if you know the call, it's unmistakable. And I always think of the red-bellied woodpecker when I'm planting early in the season because I hear them in the forest just singing. And so, yes, outdoor planting does begin now. And first, for the flowers are pansies and violas. Every nursery is going to have a nice big flat of – I was at one yesterday – nice big flood of pansies. I love to put them in containers now. And one other little trick is get a real fancy looking like lettuce, like freckles or flashy trout back. They'll be out there. They're kind of a variegated lettuce, and mix it up with the pansies. As you harvest the lettuce, the pansies and violas will take over. With me, for pansies, what I do is they love cold weather, and I love to have them in early. I love that instant color. But I only keep them going till about July 4th. You could probably limp them along. They hate heat, but if you gave them water and they were out in you know, got good light. Mine don't get good light. They're kind of in the shade, and they just get tired around July 4th. I take them out, and then I'm adding all the plants that are on sale on July 4th. All the annuals go on sale, and you can buy some really cool stuff that time of the year, which, again, our seasons are longer now. And so we'll go until, those annuals will go until frost, and then pansies again. And some of the pansies that I planted that way last fall are still there now, and they're still blooming. So, you know, get some pansies going. It's wonderful. And cool weather veggies, this is the time to do it. These are the things that I do as plants, which you could start them as seeds inside if you wanted to, or that using winter sowing where you just kind of put them in a container outside with a lid on it, translucent lid, like a one-gallon water jug. You just kind of cut it open, and it becomes a hinge, and you can put them that way. But I like to buy the plants of cole crops, which are kale, cabbage, broccoli, stuff like that. Celery. Think about celery. That is a really cool thing to grow in the garden. And just like anything else in the garden, it tastes different than what you're getting out of the store. Nothing wrong with celery out of the store, but just like anything else out of the garden, it has a different flavor, and it's so fresh. That's one of the reasons that we do garden. And it is going to get cold again. So some of these plants, now there's nothing left Mother Nature has in her for all these cool weather crops to stop them, but can slow them down. I like to use this thing called a floating row cover. It's a spun-bound translucent fabric. They sell it in rolls at the nursery. It's cheap. Use it year after year. It lasts about three seasons. And it's just this lightweight translucent fabric that you throw over the plants. It makes a little greenhouse, and just they'll grow faster that way. But from seeds, there's peas. You know, the tradition is to start your peas on St. Patrick's Day, a tradition that I broke this year for the first time in over 40 years because I was in Portugal. I really dreamed of trying to make that happen in Portugal, but it just didn't. I couldn't find anybody to help. But peas, spinach, Swiss chard, cilantro. You know, a lot of people have trouble growing cilantro because it loves cold weather. Oftentimes, cilantro can winter over on its own. It loves cold so much, you know. Beets, and you know me, I love arugula. These are all things you could start from seeds right now in the soil. With the rain that we're getting, that soil might be too wet to work. And I hate to say this, but I have to say it this time of the year, almost every show. If the soil sticks to the shovel, it's too wet to work. If that's the case, buy a couple bags of compost, throw it down on your bed, and plant directly in that. And actually, the other day I did see that, at least for Allegheny County, they have dumped the compost. If you know in your municipality where they give away free compost, it should be available now. I'm going to run up there and get some, maybe today. I don't know. We'll see if there's enough time. But I've got another trick for starting some early stuff. Radishes and carrots, again, they love to get started when it's cool. I mix those two packets of seeds together. Again, everything I'm planting, I'm never doing the spacing right. I'm making this carpet of whatever it is and thinning. And those thinnings, even out of the greenhouse, I'm saving the thinnings and rinsing them off and throwing them into a salad, and they are delightful. So we mix the radishes and the carrot seeds together. We put them on a good bed of compost, and the radishes will sprout in just a couple days. The carrots take 3 weeks. And as the radishes come up, we'll thin them out. Those thinnings are to die for. And when they're little, all the way from the root to the foliage is all tasty and tender. Later on, the radishes, they get kind of woody in the tops, and they're no good. But when they're young, they make a great, what we call microgreen. And we keep thinning those out until, because the radishes need room to head up. And the radishes will be out in about 30 days. And that's right when the carrots are sprouting and doing their thing. And we'll get the radishes out. The carrots will come next. The carrots will be in there all summer. And so you're using one bed for two crops. And it's a great little trick. And then, of course, onion sets. Every place is going to have onion sets. And so easy to grow. And something I learned from our friend Jessica Walliser is you actually want to buy smaller onion sets. They will make bigger onions. And I can't remember why this is, but she did the research, and that's how it works. Now, I talked to Joe Hamm from Joe Hamm's Daffodil Garden. The early and mid daffodils are in their peak right now. This is a free garden. down in northern Washington County. You can read all about it at you can Google Joham's Garden. You can see it at my website. Just search my website for Joham's Daffodil Garden. This is the greatest collection of blooming daffodils I've ever seen, and it is a absolute magical place. You know, Joe and the Field sisters, that's his sister, and Carol, who lives down the road, they work with him to make sure that everything is right in that garden. Everything that comes up is what's supposed to come up. And you've heard the story before, but it's my favorite story from down there. Spencer Tracy was a name variety from 1946, and the Field sisters told him, hey, there's no Katharine Hepburn. And so a sport came up, which means a natural mutation, and Joe had it registered as Katharine Hepburn, and now Spencer Tracy blooms in one bed, Katharine Hepburn blooms in another, and they are together forever. And so you will see and get so many ideas from all the different types of daffodils that are down there. It's just acres of beautiful flowers and hundreds of different varieties. It's just amazing. You should go see that. And we have time, but the earlys and the mids are in their peak today.
All right, so if you have a gardening question already, we have Barbara in Export. We'd love to hear from you. This show is going to be nothing but your questions for Doug. 866-391-1020. Yeah, already we are back in 866-391-1020, the way to get in touch with Doug. All of your gardening questions, so get those calls coming in early and often. And here is Barbara making some noise out there in Export. Hey, Barbara, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I did call in last week, and you recommended for me trying to recreate my childhood orchard that I contact Sorgles. I also connected with Plumline Nursery, which is here in Murrysville, and both of them don't carry the trees. They did recommend that I go to any of the Malwater places. The only name I got was Starks. But again, I've never done this before, and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be picking that will actually survive in this area.
This is good. So your source is a good source, Starks. Starks and Millers were two of the biggest fruit tree companies in the world, and they merged together.
Okay.
So now we need to decide what you're going to plant. And so
exactly.
So tell me again what was in that orchard when you were a kid.
These were smaller trees, which grew probably no more than about 10 or 12 feet high, which is what I'm after because they're easier to manage. We did have a peach tree that did very well.
Let's start there. And so first thing you're going to look at is dwarf varieties. So there's dwarf, semi-dwarf, and standard. So in your case, you're going to want dwarf. It sounds to me like you have your heart set on peaches. As I said last week, peaches will break your heart, but when they do, when they do produce, there is nothing more incredible than a locally grown peach. It is beautiful. And
exactly.
another thing to remind you is that most of these fruit trees, the newer varieties, are more disease resistant than the old ones, which is good, but still might take some extra care from you. Like in the case of peaches, there's something called brown rot, and so the tree will put on peaches. They'll look great until it's time to harvest, and they'll all just kind of fall to pieces. And so in that case, we put that tree on a regime of organic fungal spraying. But early on, this is something you don't have to worry about. As far as what we call the hardiness, that's the next thing. We're starting with dwarf trees, and then we're going to find out the hardiness. That's what's going to tell you whether it will grow in our area or not. So specifically, tell me again what area in general that you are in right now.
We live in the Export Murrysville.
Oh, the Export area. That's right. So you're the classification there is zone 5B, 6A. And so so when you're looking at these fruit trees, most of them will be zone 4, 5, which is great. If it can handle 4, 5, it can handle 5, 6. And so,
okay.
So
that's
all you need to know. Now, the next thing is going to be the varieties. Like, what varieties are you most interested in growing? So you start looking at peaches on, you know, online, go to Starks, start looking for the peaches. Maybe you might want to consider also, and this is just an idea, there are sources also for like heirloom fruit trees. Those are ones that have been around for hundreds of years. Again, when you're trying to duplicate your childhood orchard, you might think of a couple there just, but in general, those newer varieties, as I said, they're bred to be small, they're bred to be disease resistant, and they're bred to be just put on tons of fruit. And so look at peaches. What else was on the list for things that you want? Pears, was it?
Yes. Is there any variety of peach that you know does better in this area? I know you said you only got one last time from your tree.
You know, specifically, I don't know. I'd have to go and take a close look at that. You know what we should do? We should hook up online, and we can do this
online. Okay.
Do this through email also. But this is a very interesting topic. Then I could get some time to research it and look for it, because I don't know the smaller ones, and you're gonna want to stay with the dwarf ones. And even though it says dwarf, they can get pretty big. So peaches. What else?
Pears. Okay. Apples and a damson plum. I'm going to be real specific on that, because that one is my mother canned, especially as you said, the peaches were out of this world when they were canned even. And the damson plum we used for everything from bread puddings to eating straight off the tree.
Well, this is exciting. We're going to work together and we're going to make this happen. Reach out to me. Reach out to me through my website, which is DougOster.com. Send me an email. I respond to every email. If you do not get a response, if you do not get a response in a day, it means I didn't see it. It means something messed up on the computer. Send me the question again. But I'm sure we'll be able to hook this up, and then I'll start looking through that Stark catalog for you, and we'll come up with the right things.
Great.
And then the next question is, just before we end up here, how much space do you have?
We have a full acre that's in full sunlight.
All right. And who's going to have to plant all these trees?
Oh, I'm blessed with a new son-in-law. He's a landscaper. And by the way, he thanks you for the Invincible recommendation on the hydrangeas. He was doing the Endless Summer, and the Invincible has a whole lot of better things with the deer resistance.
Oh, no
kidding.
Because
it's growing from both new and old wood. So his customers thank you all.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good. Let's hook up online, and we will figure things out. And then I'll talk about it next week. And maybe you can call in, and we can see where we're at there. So thanks again for reaching out, and I'm looking forward to working with you to put this orchard together.
All right. Listen, we only have about a minute and a half before the break. So Lou and Cindy, please stay on the line. So
yeah, hang in there, guys, please.
Go ahead. Jump in here, Doug.
So I'm announcing something that's really innovative from Bednar's Farm and Greenhouse, and it starts 2 weeks from today. I'm going to be doing a three-part free gardening workshop live at Bednar's Farm and Greenhouse starting April 14th at 1 p.m., and it's called From Seed to Supper. And it's all about how to grow your own food across the seasons. There'll be this first class on April 14th, then one in the summer, then one in the fall. And you actually make it to all three, you're going to get a really cool, nice surprise gift. For the class in 2 weeks, we'll cover soil preparation, seed starting, cool weather planting, much, much more. All the details for these classes are at DougOster.com. And although they're free, you want to register, because there's only going to be so many seats. Now, still trying to fill a few seats for my upcoming tour of the national parks, which includes Yellowstone, Zion, Mount Rushmore, many, many more. It's a 12-day trip in country, first part of August, first 2 weeks of August. And I just, you know, I've really got the travel bug. You know, my Croatia trip sold out. National parks, I need a couple seats. They've opened up. So if you were thinking about that trip, come along with me. And then I still have Iceland, too. Iceland was just recently announced, and it's selling quick. So if you're interested in traveling with me, if you love to travel, you should travel. Even if it's not with me, you should get out there and travel while you still can, while you can still walk around. And so I'm looking forward, though, to getting in the garden today. We've got rain coming Monday, Tuesday, and I always love to work in the garden and plant things right before the rain comes. And, you know, again, I'm just going to throw that compost right on top of the beds because it's too wet to work, and plant all sorts of cool stuff. I've got stuff started in the greenhouse and got stuff out in the garden. And it's exciting to start the season again. And hang in there, callers. We will get to you as soon as we get back.
Yeah, we got some room for you as well. So if you have a gardening question, we're taking calls up until 8 o'clock, 866-391-1020. Frank Dantisi, next hour, all of those Easter traditions, that's less than an hour away, so stay with us. And, of course, throughout the day, some great stuff as well, Accurate Solutions at 10, and then the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Your Pratt Pack for an Easter Sunday. Rob Taylor coming up next with the news, minutes away on KDKA. Good morning. All about your calls today with Doug. We have some lines available, so gardening questions, come one, come all. 866-391-1020. 10th caller wins that $25 gift certificate to Janoski's at 412-922-1020. And here is Lou, as promised. Thanks for holding on. Lou in the North Hills, you're on KDK. Good morning.
Hi, Doug. I have a question about a soil test. Mm-hmm. We have a garden that is about 6 feet wide and at least 30 feet long. We've planted peppers, zucchini, tomatoes. I guess that's about it. Anyways, I bought a soil test. How do you collect a representative supply of dirt to send them?
Just and that's actually a relatively small area, you know, instead of like for a lawn. And so just, you know, get to the middle of the garden and go, you know, how long? 8 feet, did you say, or no? Wide.
It's about 6 feet wide, but at least 30 feet long.
So go every 10 feet and take just a little piece out of there and put that in there. It's all going to be pretty much the same. And so that'll give you a great indication of how did your garden do, by the way?
Very, very poorly.
Oh, okay.
I had such a poor crop of tomatoes, it wasn't almost worth planting them.
So you're in the North Hills.
Yes.
They give away that compost in McCandless and Ross Township. I don't know if you're one of those townships, but you should be able to find some free compost. And you don't have to have a truck. You could go up there with just, you know, 5 gallon buckets or something. Besides getting that soil test, adding compost or any kind of organic matter is going to help that garden. You've probably
mushroom manure, good.
You know, it's okay, but it doesn't have that much nutrient. It's not a negative, but it just doesn't have that much nutrient rich, doesn't have as many nutrients in it as we would like. That black compost that we get from, that they make out of our leaves, it's pH neutral, which is what we want, and it's just filled with nutrients, and you put that on and mulch and put that plant in, it's you're going to give that plant everything it needs, and it's going to go to town. You got full sun?
No, not quite.
How much? You know, how many hours?
All three. I would say maybe at the most 8 or 9 hours.
Okay, that's plenty. Yeah. That's plenty. There's nothing to worry about there. Morning or afternoon?
Morning.
Perfect. You've got the perfect spot. All we need to do is improve that soil. Get that soil test. It'll tell you pH and fertility and what you're lacking. You know, if the pH is way off, you can adjust that. And basically what they're going to want you to do is add lime. There's this one product that we talk about all the time. Let's say, for instance, that you would have to buy 5 bags of lime. Instead of buying the 5 bags, you can get 1 bag of this stuff, and it's called Magical. And so it's just the word magical. It's the word magical, only they cut it up into Magical, and the cal is for calcium.
Okay.
And that it's from Jonathan Green. And it's cheaper than buying the 5 bags of lime, and it's water soluble, so it changes the pH quicker. It's hard to change the pH fast in soil, but you can, by using those scientific numbers, it will tell you what to put on there. And then as far as fertility is concerned, they'll tell you exactly how much fertilizer to put on there per square foot. And you can find go ahead.
Go ahead. You want me to broadcast all of this stuff, that Magical or whatever, not the specific hole that I'm going to plant the tomato.
Right, it'll be on all the soil, because your specific little holes that you're picking out are basically going to have the same fertility and pH through that whole area that you're at. It's not, there's not going to be a big swing from the first one you take and the last one you take. Don't sweat that, okay, that part. And you, and this is a good time to do it because the lab is not busy and you'll get your results back very quickly. And when you do, feel free to call back and tell me what's going on there and we can go from there. But I think once you see those numbers, you'll be on the right path and you're going to have a great garden this year.
So you said to pick, go about 2 feet, pick a little handful of dirt, another 2 feet, another handful of dirt, and then mix all the handfuls together.
I was thinking every 10 feet. I was thinking like three samples every about 10 feet from the center of the planting area.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do that.
All
right.
Keep us posted. We'd like to hear.
All right. 866-391-1020. Your garden questions welcome now. We have some available phone lines up until 8 o'clock. Let's say hi to Cindy in Economy. Wants to talk seeds on The Organic Gardener with your host, Doug Oster, on KDKA. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? Thanks for holding on. I'm sorry you had to wait.
I didn't mind at all. I would just like to know, is it too early to plant marigold seeds? They're so hardy.
You want to plant them outside? You want to plant them outside?
Yes, I do.
It's a little too early. Do you have any way to start them inside? Any kind of lights or anything like that?
I do. I have grow lights. I could start them.
Here's what I would do.
Jump the gun.
Here's what you could do, though. I talked a little bit about this in the top of the show, and it's called winter sowing. Because marigolds are so hardy, what you could do is you could get. And do you tell me if this sounds, if you can figure this out, because I don't know. I know what it looks like, but I'm trying to make the visual for the listeners. You take a 1 gallon empty milk jug. You cut it halfway all the way around until you get to the handle, but you don't cut the handle, and that becomes like a hinge. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You could open and close?
It certainly does.
Okay, good. Drill some holes in the bottom. Fill it up with moist planting mix. Always when we're starting these seeds, we're always using planting mix that's already been mixed with water. And again, longtime listeners will have heard this over and over again, but the way to get that soil moisture right is you, and it's a planting mix, not soil, sorry. You squeeze it together and it'll stick together, but it won't drip. That's perfect. Put that into your milk jugs. You know, give those marigold seeds a little bit of room. Because, you know, they're going to sprout and come up. Close that top and just throw it outside. And they will, believe it or not, they will sprout when they are ready, when the when the temperatures are right, and then you'll be good to go, you know.
Okay. I'll try it. I have plenty of milk jugs.
All right. And please keep us posted because I want to see how things go for you. And I'm like you. I love marigolds. Do you have any kind of special marigolds you're growing or just your typical marigold?
Well, it's all yellow, dwarf, only get about 6 inches high and get a giant flower.
Oh, that's awesome. How did you fall in love with marigolds?
I've been buying them at Sorgles, and I save my seeds when in the fall, and it works every year.
That's awesome. I love marigolds. Love to have them all over the garden, and they really don't have all the properties that people say they do. You know, you always hear these kind of old wives' tales about them repelling insects and deer and bunnies. I've seen bunnies eat those flowers. So,
so do I.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your call.
Can I tell you one thing?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Contribute to the talk about the peach trees earlier.
Yes.
I've been in Economy for 15 years, I have a Reliance dwarf peach tree. I've got peaches every single year.
Oh, thank you so much for that. Now, I can put that on my list when we talk about that. Reliance, thank you so much.
Reliance.
Oh, yes, that's great.
Dwarf. Thank you very much.
Tell people about picking those peaches. There's nothing better than a garden peach, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes, and they have the best taste, better than any other peach. The Reliance peach tastes the best.
Oh, I so much appreciate that. That's gonna you're really helping us out, and I appreciate that. Thanks again for your call.
Now, even though they're not from the tree you pick them, they still come from a tree. I love canned peaches too.
Yeah, you know that's old school stuff. That's for you and me. Like, God, the amount of sugar in there must have been like. Come on, you guys need to eat something healthy. Here, go get these canned peaches.
But that was canned.
Why
pears,
are you jumping off the ceiling?
Canned pears. I loved all that.
Oh,
stuff.
Those canned peaches and that thick syrup.
And you drank whatever syrup
was
left.
Oh, man. Pure sugar.
Absolutely. Dumped it on my Frosted Flakes.
Oh, jeez.
He's clinging to the curtains again.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Short break. We'll come back. But before we go, as always, you can listen to us at 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK or the Odyssey app. But you can also watch us with the Ireland Contracting video feed. Just go to kdkradio.com and click on Watch KDK Radio live stream. More of your calls next. All right, final segment with Doug. Been a very busy day today. If you want to jump in here and give Doug a call, 866-391-1020, he would love to hear from you. Doug.
Well, I got lots of questions last week from listeners, and we can start there. If you would like me to answer a question live, give us a call, 866-391-1020. But I like this one. So Bonnie sent me a message. She says, "You sure are one busy guy." How do you have time to watch your flowers grow? That's just the beginning of the question. But I just told her, I said, I'm not that. It might seem on Facebook that I'm really busy. I'm not that busy compared to what I was doing when I worked for the newspapers. You know, I had 17 years at the Post-Gazette, and I think about 5 at the Trib. And, man, it was just 7 days a week. This is not busy. I am so lucky, and Rob and I talk about this all the time, I'm so lucky not to have a boss anymore and just be able to do my own thing. And do it the way I want to do it, and I think I'm doing it right. And but I'm spending lots of time in my garden, lots of time on the water, things I love. And so Bonnie continues to ask. So my garlic has popped out of the ground, but are surrounded by tiny green weeds. One day when it warms enough, we can get to weeding their bed. You know, you got to weed garlic. Garlic can't stand to have competition. One thing I do when I plant my garlic, I make a row of peat moss, so when they begin to grow, the compaction of the soil isn't so hard, and it gives the clove room to expand, which is a good idea. I have grown some mighty large cloves. I look forward to my harvest in July. But then she wants to know, could I plant something in the rows in between the garlic? And as I said, garlic doesn't like competition, but early on, what you could do if you wanted to experiment with this, and I've experimented with this before, I've actually, in one of my experiments, I'm planting, okay, so plant the garlic in October or November now, and then I'm planting on in between those rows, I'm putting something like kale in there for the entire winter and covering it. I'm harvesting the kale as we come out of the season now as the garlic's growing. That's one way to grow in between the rows. The other one, if in spring planting, would be to put something in that comes out quick. So I would put radishes in between the row, might be some lettuce or spinach. So those two things, they'll only go until it gets so warm. Then they'll go to seed and they'll be done. And that'll leave room for the garlic to fill in those spaces. All right, Rob, we got a caller?
Yes, we do. It's Lou in Cranberry on KDKA. Hey, Lou.
Hey, how you doing? I need a quick answer and see if we can do it.
All righty.
I have a ton of forsythia. It flowered. It's beautiful. I can't believe it stayed through with all this bad weather. However, I've done it in the past, but I have a neighbor who wants a whole bunch of clippings. How do I clip it, stick it in the ground, and see if it grows?
Very easy. Now, if you really want to do this right, if you want a lot of what we call cuttings, wait till it's right when it finishes blooming, which will be very shortly. Take those cuttings and get like a flat, you know, or something that will hold planting mix. And you want that planting mix to be barely moist. Now, we'll talk about a couple different ways to do this. I'm going to tell you the ideal way where you're going to get the most rooting. And so you just get this stuff from the nursery. It's called root tone. And you just put the edge of that cutting into that root tone, then into that planting mix that's in those containers, and do like 20 of them. And then cover the whole thing with clear plastic, keep it out of the sun. They'll root in about 2 weeks, and it'll go for sure. Now, you could do it the way you want to do it, but it's not going to be quite as successful. Forsythia does root very easily, and you could try it both ways. Take your cuttings, but you're going to have to wait till they're stopped blooming. You know, 6 to 12-inch cuttings. I would dig up this. If you're going to do it in the soil, I would dig up that soil. I might try and add something like compost or something to kind of lighten it up.
Okay.
And then stick them in. And again, if you could do it, if you could figure out a way to do it, the real trick to this is the humidity. Cuttings need humidity. That's why if we were to do this in a large scale, like they do as a professional to make more forsythia, they would do what I just said. Instead of covering it with plastic, they would have this mister going like every, you know, 2 or 3 minutes to keep it humid. That humidity is the thing that makes it root. And I would be tempted. I would rather do it in, you know, a long container which had drainage and stick them in that way. The root tone really forces them to root quickly, and then covered it with like, I just use an old dry cleaner bag.
Could I get a bucket? Like, in other words, I have a lot of area, and my neighbor, we just want to put them everywhere because I've done it before, and it worked pretty good. A bucket and fill it, you know, or put water in it and put that that hormone or the item that you're talking about in the water, dilute it, soak them for a few days, and then just stick them in the ground. Would that work?
That's another way to do it. Now, you don't even think you'd need the rooting hormone at all. In that case, okay. Take your cuttings. That's a good idea, actually, the one that I didn't think of. Put it in the water. Watch for those roots to appear. Yeah, just stick them in the ground where you want them, and I think you'll be good. Thanks for your call. We're running out of time. Next week, my guests are Bill Dorn from the Pittsburgh Rose Society. He is going to tell us all what we should be doing with our roses, how to prune them, what the best varieties are to grow. I'm so looking forward to having the Pittsburgh Rose Society on the show. This will be a first. And our friend Luke Warner from the Davy Tree Expert Company will be here to discuss how to get that spring lawn going. This is a new topic for Davy. I came up with a bunch of new topics for the arborist to talk about. I saw Luke a couple days ago at a Penguins game. We had a nice talk about coming up. I've got this television show coming up that's going to be for KDK streaming. They'll talk about it, and Luke's going to be part of that. Go to DougOster.com. If you had a gardening question, as I said, I answer all my garden questions. There's info on my upcoming Iceland trip, on the national parks. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
If deviled eggs were on a hook, would you take the bait?
You know it.
Stay tuned. News next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.